Actually, it's 10 to the top now. Can't play Popmaster due to copyright.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Actually, that's quite a good way to come in as far as copyright goes. Cause,
yeah, well, my phone's in there. And yeah,
oh, mine's
an
not. Should mine be on it?
Learn from our mistakes.
It'll be fine. This is a rough and ready diary. So just recording it as and when. So, hi, everyone. If you're listening, this is the Midlife Elite, although that name may well change. We're going to put it to an audience vote, I think. Oh, yeah, yeah, fuck them. But we're here with the Midlife Elite. I'm Eddie French. We have got...
Red Redmond.
Nihilism.
Tom Sidwell.
So we are at Hellfire Studios, Hellfire 3, in not Birmingham.
Nope. No.
Just outside of it. In fact, it was an easier drive, if anything, that we didn't have to go into the centre of Birmingham with Ajit Gill, who we may get on here later as well, do a quick interview with. But we are recording two songs for the Punk and Drublick tribute album, The Ridiculous Folly, where actually, I found out today on my Facebook memories, today is exactly 1 year ago that Red and I announced we were doing a podcast about NoFX for the first time. And a year to the day, we are... In a studio.
Like, who the fuck do we think we are?
I don't know, but we're
in a studio, not recording a podcast. Really?
No, but no. This is our little diary. This is our diary. So we've just finished. Tom has just finished doing his drum tracks. How are they, Tom? You're still standing.
They were okay.
You smashed it.
I felt like it was a solid game, and we really stuck it to them.
And how are you going to do next season?
Well. Depends. Next season, it's Heavy Petting Zoo, and
oh yeah,
they've got to go to So Long and Thanks for All the Shoes and get something, because I'm telling you, I would love it. No, I don't know.
Love it.
I'm very tired.
Yeah,
but it's nice when I can hear everything I'm doing, not like in the practice.
The practice room we have. Obviously, you know, you're using like practice room drum kit and stuff, and so it was. Doing those, because we're doing Laurie Myers and the Bruise, if you're not up on that. So when you've got that, the double kick pattern in Laurie Myers, on the shit drums at Pirate Studios in Sheffield, it just sounded like, and so you couldn't really get the definition here. It sounded fucking brilliant straight away.
It just sounded like it was going
the whole time. Thunderous is the word I'd use for that performance there.
I'm really looking to hearing it coming together.
Yeah,
probably the best I've ever sounded on recorded anything, so happy with it already.
I'm glad to have been here on the journey with you, to be honest.
Couldn't have done it without you all.
Eddie was just saying as well, like, this is it's not even been mixed yet.
Yeah,
so like, this is just like the raw sound of like what we've recorded, and like, we're pretty happy with it. So, I mean, we don't want to get too optimistic, but it doesn't sound like complete shit.
I'd put that drum sound out now. Like, I'd go. I'm fine with that. But obviously, it's going to sound even better. But
we hope.
Well, all we can do is add more layers to it and make it worse. So that's our job now. The stringed instrument people have to not ruin that drum take, because
can't promise anything.
We can't.
I'm gonna have a kip, so do what you want.
Come back, wake up to you. Go right. I've just sorted everything out. I've just put the roast in the oven. I'm going to have a nap. The house is on fire. What have you done? That's what you're going to come back to. So, this is just the first little entry in the diary. We're going to come back once we've done different tracking and stuff and talk about that. But we thought it would be stupid to not get a recording of this. So, yeah. Any further thoughts on the drums?
Just absolutely, like I said, thunderous is the only real word I could use to describe.
Yeah, I feel like I've had a good workout. Seriously? Despite staying in the same three rooms, I've done, according to my watch thing, nearly 10,000 steps. So that's good, isn't it?
Impressive.
It's great.
Found a loophole in the stepometer.
There you go. So there you go. Drums are good for you. Being a drummer isn't, but drums are. So there you go. Brilliant. We'll be back in a bit. Goodbye. Next thing you hear, we'll have done some other stuff. Cool.
Hopefully.
No kids know what we're doing at all. Yeah, no, we're back. Hello. We're here for part two of the diary. We've just, I say we, Niall has just tracked both tracks, both bass tracks. How do you feel it went, Niall?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a perfectionist, but I'm just fine. Yeah, it was all right.
It sounds great.
It does sound great, yeah.
I'm sure once it's been you know, mixed and mastered properly, it'll hide any failings on my part.
The irony is that mixing and mastering really brings out the imperfections.
I don't mind being new studded, I'll be honest.
No, you don't need to. It already sounds sick. It sounds super, super fat. No, you did great, man.
Thank you.
It's good.
It means a lot, you got.
That's good. We're actually tearing through this quite rapidly. It's just up to Red and myself to slow everything down to a halt.
Let's fuck it up.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
I mean, it's only what now, 10 to 3 as we're recording this. So.
You'll have a Greg's vegan steak bake.
Yeah. Tom's ordered Greg's.
Tom's ordered Greg's. So there'll be a Greg's at some point. So basically, to get those octave chords on Laurie Myers, I'm going to need my hands greasy with vegan steak bake, so I can just slide up and down the neck like a buttered otter. It's going to be wild, guys. So, yeah, this is part two of the diary. Something's going on.
Wow. What was that noise?
I think a Jeep, a really loud car.
Brilliant.
To be honest,
pick that up?
It's his house. So, good.
Sorry, listeners.
We've sampled it. It'll be in the final mix, but quite low if you can find it. You know, like Missy Elliott when she did that, put my name down, flip it, and reverse it. And there was like some competition to see what if you could work out what she said because she that it's a fucking near that bit. She's like, you could like chop it up and flip it and reverse it and stuff, and it was like a test. For like producers to do, so we're going to do that, but with a guff.
Yeah, and then you have to guess who did it.
Yep. Well, we've already told you.
After the Greggs, it could be anybody.
That's true. Yeah, we'll put several in. It's going to be like, where's Whiffy? That's what it's going to be. So,
happy days, really, isn't it? I've had a really nice time.
It has been great. Yeah. And yeah, that's it. We've been told we are one of the fastest bands Ajit has ever tracked. And that's because
do you hear that bolt thrower?
Yeah, take that Wu-Tang.
At me.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. We'll be back after the guitars, I think.
Oh yeah.
Or after one set of our guitars, anyway.
And after the Greggs.
We'll be back after the Greggs to let you know how that was. Anyway. Oh, diary part two done. Back once again with the ill behavior, diary of
mad people,
midlife elite. should we discuss the potential of the new name that we came up with earlier?
I think they can. What are we? Are you insisting on democracy?
I'm not saying we put it to a vote, but
it doesn't work.
No. I mean, we've seen the downfalls of it. We are toying with the idea. You can give your opinion if you want, but it'll just be down to the four of us as to whether this happens. Who was it who thought of it? Was it you, Red?
I think that it may have been me.
It was Red. Okay, well, in that case, it's only right that you mention this.
Well, you know, because obviously Midlife Elite is the laziest band name in existence. It's the name of our two podcasts.
Real basic bitch.
Portmanteau.
Yeah. It is, yes.
It's a beige name. But we were toying with calling our group of misfits white trash, 2 days and a jock. You know, off of our own heritage and identities, and of course, you know, No Effect is white trash album.
Yeah, and I think it's a great idea. I don't know if that's the lack of sleep, the delirium, the novelty. I don't know what it is, but I think it's good.
I was going to suggest changing white trash to a honky, but then we'll be back in the exact same problem as when you try and write the actual album title.
Yeah, and also I think that if you don't have any of the same words, and let's face it, there's only one of those words that we could actually apply to any of us.
Do you remember that time when I got banned from Facebook for a month for writing that album title out?
Yeah.
Did you? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Funny as fuck.
We could go the ABBA route. We could be Nert.
Nert.
Yeah, Niall, Eddie, Red, and Tom.
Right.
We could be Nert.
Rent.
Turn.
Oh, Rent. Yeah, that's better.
Rent, yeah.
Let's not do Rent.
Let's not do
Rent.
No, our
What's
podcast...
wrong with being Rent, boys?
Hey, we found out what happens when our podcast mixes with musical theatre.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Less no, can't listen to it.
Let's stay clear.
Yeah, yeah. All right, then. Fair enough. We'll do it that way. 10,000, 21,000, thousands of thousands. I don't know that song, but... Yeah, so that's it. We've just tracked the guitars. Red and I have laid down our bits.
We have indeed. Eddie stole my feedback bit, and I'm fine with it. It's fine.
Yep. So yeah, the feedback. Red had been playing the feedback in the rehearsals, and
but my pickups, for some reason, I've got like a nice. My guitar is nice.
It's nice.
For some reason, when you lifted it towards the monitor to create feedback, very little happened. Whereas Eddie's guitar just made it work. So
performance anxiety.
Yeah, I don't know. Mine is partially hollow. It's got a chamber, so I don't know if that's got anything to do with it. Probably not.
But then possibly. You have the noiseless pickups, which is quite interesting.
The Fender noiseless pickup, which feeds back beautifully, like it was designed. So who knows? If I hadn't have bought the guitar very, very cheaply secondhand, I'd be furious. But as it is, I love my guitar.
A bit of a Greg's update for you as well.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't actually fucking turn up, and the cunt that was delivering it marked it as delivered on the app.
Tom is genuinely as angry as he sounds. Like, he's not putting it on for a bit. He's furious.
He just couldn't be asked to find the house. Imagine doing that.
Yeah.
And then we got a Domino's instead, so it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. No, the Domino's is actually, actually quite nice. So, yeah. No, that's... that's it. The Just Eat delivery things.
Wanker.
Ajit claims that they come here all the time, but clearly, I mean, apparently Ajit hasn't done a Greg's in a while, so, and he won't be after this.
We got a Domino's though, don't we?
Yeah,
it's
did,
fine.
Yeah.
It's good.
All good. Hey, we've been given the thumbs up.
We've been given the thumbs up. We're
going back in the studio.
We're going back to do vocals now.
Vocals time, and I think we'll probably have one final update after that.
We will do, yes.
You have to be quick there, because I've got to shoot. Fucking
Gladiators.
Anton Twat Saturday night.
What?
Nosh off.
What, you're watching Anton Deck instead of Gladiators?
It's on after it.
Oh, I thought
I'm missing
they clashed.
Gladiators.
I could have sworn they clashed.
Anyway.
Good news all round. Well, I mean...
Good chat.
Obviously, we care a lot about this project. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Midlife Elite Diary, entry number 4. The rations ran out 3 days ago. We're starting to lose sense of reality.
Niall has eaten Tom's face.
I'm a vegan.
If anything, he's more upset about it than Tom. No, not quite. We're
still furious about the Greg
Tom's
situation.
Tom's face is too sour to eat because of Greg's gate.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, your face hasn't ripened yet. Yeah, we are a couple of hours, maybe 90 minutes, probably only 90 minutes at most from the last time we spoke to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have done all of the singing.
Yes. Yeah, I think we finished out all of our bits apart from mixing. There's just the mixing.
There's just mixing left to do. I'm going to be here with Ajit to do that. So everybody else is popping off home, and quite right too.
Yes,
I think we all went on a bit of a journey of self discovery today. Apparently, I sound like Matt Freeman on vocals, which is.
I think you sound like Matt Freeman if he were. You don't, not like pharmaceutical grade Matt Freeman. You're like, if Matt Freeman was cut with Al Barr.
Because normally if you tell a punk bassist that they sound like Matt Freeman, they get excited until you tell them on vocals.
Well,
yeah. That is a very salient point I hadn't realised until then.
Nice thing to say to a Chris Christopherson fan.
I think we've listened back to both tracks in there. Naked States, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
They are sounding pretty bombastic already, as Jack would say.
Small.
Yeah, it was really good. And I'd just like to say, if you're in a rock and roll pop group, but particularly a heavy metal group, you could do a lot worse than come into Hellfire Studios in Swaddling Coat.
Absolutely.
Book your slot now.
No, Ajit was like great to work with. He's been super helpful.
Yeah, amazing. Brilliant. Yeah, yeah. I should point out, I've known Ajit since I was 18. We went to university together. Mm-hmm. Ajit, we both studied. He only told me this the other day, but we both studied commercial music production. He went and did a talk at our old uni and received an apology from one of our lecturers for saying everything we told you was useless crap. So yeah, there you go. So it turns out everything I know, I don't. So that's good. But Ajit's been absolutely fucking stellar
now,
on this.
Ajit produced music commercially, so it wasn't all bad, was it?
No, that's true. Actually, Ajit is the only person I know who did commercial music production and now deals with commercial music. I say commercial music. It's a band of podcasters doing a NoFX cover.
But he has worked with much more successful artists than us.
Yes, that's true. Yes, absolutely.
Wu-Tang Clan, you know, Pantera.
Oh, all sorts of people. Just Player. Yeah, all
Megadeth.
Sorts. Megadeth. All of these. Yeah, he's done mixing for a lot of people and all sorts of good stuff. So yeah, you know, this is a podcast you'd expect if we were plugging a business that we'd have some sort of code. No, you can pay full price. It's worth it. There's no discount code to be had here. So yeah, pay him what he's worth, which is actually less than he asks. So that's it. We've recorded two songs.
Mr. B.
I don't think
he's less.
He's
worth more than he charges.
Yeah,
I thought you got it the way around.
I don't think that you did.
He charges said. Less than he's worth. I think that's what I might have said.
Yeah, that
might have been the phrasing I used. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
we'll see in a minute. Well, not in a minute. Later on.
We'll find out. Yeah, I mean, I'm really not going to edit this. This is going out as an uncut diary. I've got enough. I've got enough editing to do, yeah.
So in that case, then, I'd just like to accept all the listeners' congratulations when I'm proven correct.
Well,
we'll find out. Either way, what I meant is pay a Jeep what he asks you and tip him. So
always sensible.
20%. Yeah,
absolutely. So, yeah, thank you for listening to our studio diary. Yeah.
We can't wait for you to listen to the whole thing.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And all the other tracks, because we're only doing two. There's like at least 20 more. That's more than there are tracks on Punk and Droblet. Yeah, we're oversubscribed.
Hey, I've had a really nice time. It's been very good. I used to hate recording in front. Really boring.
I enjoyed that too.
And shy. But it was actually really good. So thank you, everyone.
Yeah, well that's everyone. It. Two songs in one day. Can't argue, really. That's pretty good. Hey, Red, remember when we used to make a record without a tuner? It wasn't today, obviously. It sounds really good. So yeah, thank you very much, everybody. Keep on listening out for more news on this release, because I think you're going to be really, really excited by it.
Both podcasts will see you on the Friday of Manchester Punk Festival, starting off at 1:30, I believe, with Punk Rock Elite.
Yep.
Who are going to be, I don't know what you're doing yet.
Neither do we.
Yep. Fine. And then it's followed by me and the boy Nihilism here doing Punkiversity Challenge. Immediately followed by the Helen Hoof video podcast, chat show, game show, Royal Rumble chat thingy interview. So that'll be good, won't it?
It's an embarrassment of riches, quite frankly, for that kind of shit. It's good.
You don't want to go and see Ian Bantz.
Fuck them.
Yeah. What have they been doing? Rehearsing, planning stuff. Fannies. Anyway.
Some old hat rock and roll.
Absolutely. From Nihilism, Tom, Red, and myself, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Oi, oi.
Bye.
Stay hydrated.